This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 30 March 2018. Well, let's get right into the overall big picture. First of all, the major U.S. stock indexes are trying to stabilize around their 200-day moving averages. Technology stocks have been weighing on the market of recent, and especially the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, Netflix, and Google. But actually, if you look at it from a quarterly perspective, it looks like the first quarter really wasn't that bad for stocks. If you look at the Vanguard Total Stock Market ETF, it lost less than 1%. And the social media ETF is bouncing off support, as is bank stocks. And on the metal side of the equation, the Global X Copper Miners ETF is bouncing off its 200-day moving average as well. So I think probably at this juncture, the worst is in for the stock market at this point in time. Personally and analytically, I expect more downside to the stock market in the future, but not immediately. I think we'll see some consolidation and probably a bounce here short term. Just to add on to what's going on in some of these tech stocks, from Zero Hedge, which we like to quote often, Bezos battered $13 billion net worth loss as Amazon crashes. You can see the chart here. I think most people are aware of it. I'm just using this as a backup to support what I said earlier. And another one, a bit of a surprise to those that don't look at the numbers, is from MarketWatch. Tesla is just months away from total collapse, says a hedge fund manager. Unless Elon Musk pulls a rabbit out of his hat, Tesla will be bankrupt within 4 months, says John Thompson of Vilas Capital Management. I'm not saying I agree. I just want people to understand that, again, my main premise here is that the stock market has peaked, and we're going to see lower lows and lower lows over time. There will be ups and downs, but the overall trend is your friend, and you want to be aware that the stock market is trending longer term down, which means the negative correlated asset of gold will be trending up. And it isn't day for day or even week for week, but those are major trends, and you want to be on the right side of the trend. Moving on to two things at once, really, oil and cryptos. This is from oilprice.com. Those that should be looking at the oil markets, one of the best websites, in my opinion. Headline reads, Venezuela tries to pay Russian debt with cryptocurrency. If crisis hit Venezuela was hoping to pay off its $3.15 billion debt to Russia with its new cryptocurrency, those hopes have been shattered as the Russian finance ministry announced that it will not be accepting digital coin. Venezuela will not be paying part of its debt to Russia with its cryptocurrency, the head of the Russian finance ministry State Department has stated. In November last year, Russia threw a lifeline to Venezuela after the two countries signed a debt restructure agreement worth about $3.15 billion owed to Moscow. Under the terms of the deal, Venezuela will be repaying the debt over the next 10 years, of which the first 6 years will include minimum payments. Continuing on oil, those that use it, or should I say gas and diesel, VW obviously had a massive problem with their faking the emissions on their diesel-powered Volkswagens. This is from Reuters. VW storing around 300,000 diesels at 37 facilities around the United States. It has paid more than $7.4 billion to buy back about 350,000 U.S. diesel vehicles through mid-February. A recent court filing shows the German automaker has been storing hundreds of thousands of vehicles around the United States for months. Volkswagen has 37 secure storage facilities around the United States, housing nearly 300,000 vehicles, the filing from the program's independent administrator said. Certainly, it's cost Volkswagen a great deal and embarrassment as well for this little trick that they pulled on their emissions. Coming back to the crypto space, this is from the Asian Review, and we know from previous times that they don't always get their stories correct, but nonetheless. Back to cryptos, more Japanese cryptocurrency exchanges to close. The fallout from CoinCheck hack has felled five companies and counting. Tokyo, Two more Japanese cryptocurrency market operators are quitting as regulators tighten oversight of the sector, which makes five exchanges closing so far in the wake of a $500 million crypto coin theft in January. So I think there's still more downside to the crypto space overall. It's going to take, I think, a washout of some type, and that is proceeding as I'm making this video. And I think it will continue. How much longer, I do not know. I don't expect it to take to the end of the year or anything close to that. But 3 to 6 more months wouldn't surprise me. Moving over to the political side, which I don't touch often, but I think this one demands it, from Liberty Blitzkrieg. Headline reads, "There's only one word to describe Julian Assange's internet being cut off. Pathetic." The article goes on to state, let's get right to it. Earlier today, Julian Assange had his internet access severed. Here's a translation of the statement from the government of Ecuador. The government of Ecuador suspended the system that allows Julian Assange to communicate with the outside world from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where the citizen remains in an international protection situation for 6 years due to the risk to his life and integrity. The measure was adopted in the face of Assange's failure to comply with the written commitment it assumed with the government at the end of 2017, for which it was obliged not to issue messages that implied interference with other states. The government of Ecuador warns that the behavior of Assange with its message through social networks puts a risk relations that the country maintains with the United Kingdom, with the rest of the states of the European Union and other nations. Therefore, to prevent political damage, the embassy in London interrupted this March 27th communications abroad to which Assange had access. I agree. Pathetic. It's what's happened to free speech, as we all know. And yet, without Julian Assange, it would be a very interesting world. But I'll leave that for your thinking process and move on. Well, I'll move on to what I always try to end with, which is the precious metals. This is from Market Watch again. The title talks about gold could reach $1,500 this year, and it's basically outlining an article from my friend Frank Holmes, the chief executive officer at U.S. Global Investors. He was at the Hong Kong Resource Conference. Actually, I think that's coming up in early April. I was going to attend. I am not this year, but Frank will be there. Gold prices could hit $1,500 an ounce later this year if they haven't seen that level since 2013, according to Frank Holmes. This would mark roughly an 11% rise from the current price. And remember, last year, gold was up 11%. So it's basically predicting that it will do as well as it did last year. And I think all of us, even the most conservative, think that gold will hit at least $1,450 this year. I am in that camp. There's a graph here that shows gold price has crushed the market so far this century. So far from the year 2000, and look, we're 18 years into this, it compares the gold price compared to the S&P 500, and the S&P 500 total return means reinvesting dividends, and gold does crush it from that metric. I want to be clear here that wherever you are allowed to pick the starting line on almost any investment class, you can pick a starting line that makes your particular investment look more favorable than the other, so let's bear that in mind. And for the 3 or 4 silver bugs that are left on the planet, this is from the Silver Institute press release about a week ago. Silver Institute to sponsor Silver Technology Symposium at the Tech Connect World Innovation Conference 2018. This takes place May 14th, and it is in Anaheim, California. The Silver Metals and Innovations Session 1 is from 10:30 to 12:30. Silver, Scientific Progress and Commercial Opportunities in 2018 and Beyond. Session 2, 1:30 to 3:45 p.m. Silver Wool Textiles, Antimicrobial Properties, Challenges and Opportunities for Commercialization of Subplasmonic Silver Nanoclusters, that's a mouthful, Role to Synthesis of Antibacterial Paper, Physical and Chemical Transformations of Nanosilver Material Containing Textiles. So that's something only really for the silver bugs. I may actually attend that if I think I don't have any speaking schedule that week, and Anaheim is not that far away from where I am currently domiciled. So let me move on a little further. Just want to state that the Morgan Report will be out this weekend. April Fool's Day, Easter Sunday, and it's $50 a month. And it's more than just the publication that I talk about each month when it comes out. It is only, there's two services, premium and a mastermind. The mastermind for this month coming up later in April will feature a AI technology that will be applied to the mining industry. We'll be interviewing the CEO, and there's a financing opportunity available for AI as accredited investors. So that will be something that we'll be featuring on the mastermind series. But the regular premium is the newsletter, as I'm showing you just the top of it. This month is 24 pages. And of course, there's an alert service and a video with me. And of course, you get the opportunity to interface with us directly with two questions per month, and guaranteed that we'll write you back. This month, nothing over the top to report. The main thing that everyone has talked about is the commitment of traders and how favorable it is. Certainly, I've made that available to our premium members, and of course, I'm writing for everybody here. However, there are a couple concerns I address later on, but things, when they look too good to be true, perhaps they are, I don't know, but I've set up the trade that I'm going to perform for everybody to look over my shoulder and see on the video that we do for members, that I'm waiting for the market to give us the correct signal before I get too excited about this market. I'm still long-term very bullish, but a lot of changes are taking place throughout the sector, not just the precious metals, I mean the entire financial sector, and it's very turbulent times. But the big shift, as I said at the beginning of this video, has to do with gold moving up against a declining stock market, and I think those are major trends that we need to pay attention to. Until next week, I'll be back with you on another weekly perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.